John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake. She's a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News. She has a new column up on Fox News about the report from Special Counsel Robert Hur that rocked the White House enough for the President of the United States to present his opinion suddenly in the middle of what was a calm evening in these last days, calling the media to the White House for this presentation, only giving them 20 minutes. It was quite disordered looking, shouting from the back, roped off media. And yet at the same time, several days later, we see the president in a TikTok moment answering questions that were meant to be, and they were, clever. However, Liz, TikTok and Joe Biden do not fit together. Why did that happen?
Oh, Lord, what a mess. Well, I think, again, he's just terrified that young people have turned on him in such numbers. You know, remember, young people are not the most reliable voters. And so it's been kind of remarkable in the last election that they turned out so heavily for Joe Biden. That's a tremendous leg of the so-called coalition, the Democrat coalition, and they're losing him. So he turned to TikTok. It's worth remembering that the federal government has banned TikTok on government phones. It's owned by China. They know it's used as a weapon against Americans in all kinds of ways. So it really was an astonishing thing to see him make this TikTok video. But also, you know, he declined to do the softest of all softball interviews, which is the Super Bowl interview, where they basically ask you which team you like and what's your favorite color. But then he creates another kind of dumbheaded video, this one talking about shrinkflation and the fact that there are fewer potato chips left in the bag. I mean, all this stuff smacks of utter desperation and frantic activity to kind of turn around the narrative. The White House must have been overjoyed when Trump said something foolish about NATO and told a story that made it look like he was ready to throw NATO to the Putin wolves. I mean, and so my conclusion from all this, Trump needs to shut up. He needs to talk about the economy, the border, topics where he is totally solid, where voters like what he's done, and just let Joe Biden kind of sink of his own weight, because right now everything the White House is doing to try and turn this around looks left-footed and extremely incapable, and it's not working.
I was surprised by Thursday night. Were you, Liz?
Yeah, I thought, for one thing, I mean, I would guess that Biden demanded to have this sudden interaction with the press, because as we know, we've known from reporting from Axios and other outlets for months and months that the White House is totally dedicated to protecting Joe Biden. Yes, I was surprised. And in that confrontation with the press, and it was confrontational, we saw exactly why they don't want him to do it. He mixes things up. He's an angry old man, and it's very unflattering.
Elizabeth Peake writes a column for Fox News. She writes a column for The Hill. She's much on Fox Business. Right now, the markets are excited because, well, therein lies the tale. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.